I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Robin Holly Show podcast.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm glad it's y'all.
You're very, very sweet. You're so sweet. Congratulations on all the success for everything. We'll just do a blanket congratulations and everything because there's 8 bazillion things going on. Let's get down to it. First off, you go first.
What would you say? It was like this. It was Bell Bottom Country is out. It is an incredible album. It is everything. It's more than just music. It's a lifestyle. It's a mantra, and it's here.
Oh man, thank you. Yes, I'm pumped. I feel like this is a step for us, a big step. You know, I'm proud of everything I've done in the past, but I just feel like I've grown a whole lot in the past few years as an artist, songwriter, but also just as a person.
Well, you've got so much going on as well, because in 2 days we are going to see the Yellowstone, the premiere of Yellowstone. We're so excited that you are a part of it. Are you in the first episode, or we're going to need to watch deeper into the season? Can you tell us?
I'm going to be in the first episode. You're going to see my big old head on that screen, girl.
Yay! I don't big screen TV. We can't watch it. This is me and my husband's favorite show. Rob has got a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, you better get caught up.
He has not watched one episode. It's okay. It's all right. Not everybody has.
I don't have Paramount Plus yet.
Give him your login. Holly, if you were a real friend, you'd give him your login.
Yes. I will. I got to remember the password first. I think it's like, you know all my passwords.
Yeah. And I want your login too.
It's like poop 123 or something like that. It's always something like that.
Lady, do you remember though? I feel like this was like a year ago. We asked you about Yellowstone just because you're into horses and all that kind of stuff. And you were like, yeah, I don't know if I can act, or I don't know if I would act, but you know, the music can be in there. And then here it is. It's happening now.
I think y'all might have manifested it that day. I don't know.
No, you're the queen of manifestation. And then you posted, and I did not know that you and Luke Combs knew each other. I was like, look at baby Lainey and baby Luke Combs. Yeah. Like, look
way
at
back.
It. When did you first meet Luke Combs?
I met
before
him.
Before he was Luke Combs, right?
Yeah. It was 2014. I had already been in Nashville for 3 years at that time, and he was not living here, but he was playing a show on Demumbrian downtown, and he was playing Tin Roof Revival. And I remember hearing this good old boy sing, and I remember walking up to him and tapping him on the shoulder and being like, hey, I want to write with you. And he kind of like looked at me and he was like, okay, well, I'll make a trip back here. So a few weeks later, he ended up making a writing trip back to Nashville, and I was one of his first co-writes in Nashville. He'd come over to my camper trailer, and we'd write music, and now we're on tour together. It's just full circle.
100%. And that tour is sold out. Sold out. And you had to have heard 0.2 seconds. How do you feel? Are you intimidated a little bit because of the massive amounts of people? Or
the more, the merrier, in my opinion. The more the merrier. I feel like I am less nervous when it's 30, 40,000 people rather than a room full of 5 people. At Radio Tour was terrifying.
Really? When we met you, you seemed to take it all in stride. I remember, didn't we play basketball or something?
We did. Yeah, I mean, y'all made it fun, but the other visits that I had, I'm going to be honest.
It's stress. A little stressful. I can tell you,
and I think I told you this before, I'll never forget when you came in and played L.A., right?
Yep.
The song.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I knew right then and there, I was like, this is the real deal. I swear to God, during that song, I was thinking to myself, this is an excellent song and this is a superstar.
Every song is a good song. And the same thing with Bell Bottom Country, the album. We're so excited about that too. Can you tell us a little glimpse? Say someone right now hears this, runs out, buys the album. What do you want them to start with track one, or should they go dig down into three? Is it in a succession? What? Because when I go through, I'll go through a track.
Yeah.
I will go and I'll be like, oh, I want to hear that one first.
Yeah.
Before I even hear it. It'll go front to back all the time.
I start.
You're a front
beginning.
To backer.
I'll say, I'd rather you start it front to back.
Okay.
We did put them in a certain order because that's the way that it flowed the best. But I will say it's not going to mess up the record if you shuffle it and just listen to the whole thing too. I'm proud of it. I feel like there's a little bit of something for everybody on there, and it's just Bell Bottom Country, country with a flair. It's about finding whatever it is that makes you and different and leaning into it. And I think that's what I did with this project, and I hope people can listen to it and be like, I can be me too.
I love the bell bottom country, but do you feel that you are forever going to have to wear bell bottoms for the rest of your life, which is not a bad look. It's my favorite.
I might.
Do you feel like
I might have to? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, but I ain't wearing a dress. I'm going to tell you that right now, Holly. You ain't going to find me in a dress.
Really? You'll never wear a dress? I don't think I've ever seen. Have you worn a dress yet?
You ever see me sit? I cannot wear a dress.
But you're very girly. But you're still girly.
I'm girly, yes, but like I just feel more comfortable just in a pair of pants. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, never say never.
Yeah, I'm good in like a t-shirt, but I do like a sparkle dress.
Hey,
yeah.
Can we? You were talking about being more comfortable in front of more people than less people. Can you tell us about one of your first shows where you like? Because we heard a lot of stories of other artists like playing at Domino's Pizza and weird places like this. Do you have a place that sticks out that you can remember where there's like four people there and you're like, what's going on?
The weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I remember I had just wrote my first song at 9 years old. And I had got to the point like a few months go by, and I think I had written like four or five songs at that point. And there was a grand opening to a convenience store called Cupid's Corner down the street, and they were looking for some entertainment. And my daddy took me down there, and I just sang a cappella. I just sang all of my songs, and it was for like three people. And I remember getting an icy, and they gave me a $20 bill, and I still have the $20 bill.
That's great.
It's so sweet. Wait a second, Cupid's Corner, is that a?
It's a resale shop.
It sounds, what kind of place was it?
It was a convenience store. It was literally just like a, yeah.
Listen, we got a Cupid's Corner right around we got a Cupid's Corner over here, but it's not a convenient, I mean.
No, it's called something different.
It's convenient if you want a certain particular thing.
I think it's an adult store. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to clarify that one.
It's convenient if you want something like, write that. Yeah, it's not appropriate for this conversation.
That is actually incredible. What are the odds?
That's why I was like, oh my God, they had like a nine-year-old.
If that was your first show, they're like, here's an adult.
You can't go in.
VHS. Yeah.
What are the odds?
Oh my God, that's so funny. Hey, can we talk about, so Rob and I are fans as well as you are, I'm sure, a party. Can we talk about your song and just the shooting of the video? Because I don't think we got a chance to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's got a little acting there going on too. How fun was that?
It was fun. I really got to, just dive in head first. We were filming that music video and we were filming Yellowstone at the same time. So it was like there for a minute, I was just acting a fool, every day.
You're like, who am I? I don't even know who I am anymore.
I know. But I mean, the music video pretty much wrote itself because Hardy did such an incredible job at writing the song. I feel like when watching the music video, I forget that it's even me. It just makes me feel so much. And it's got to win some award at some point in time. It's a movie.
Yeah,
it really is.
Can you tell us about the first time you heard that? Because I know the first time I heard it, I was listening to it, and like as it goes on, there's certain parts that just like hit you, and I found myself going like, "Ooh, Like literally just being
like, it's like true storytelling, yeah. Like true good storytelling. Do you remember the first time you heard it?
Yes. I was in the airport here in Nashville. Hardy texted me and said, I think I wrote the best song I've ever written. And I'm like, whatever. Everything you write is good. Like, don't even play. And then I listened to it and I'm like, I feel like I'm back in the 90s. I feel like there's just that storytelling, whether it's like Thunder Rolls or Whiskey Lullaby or Goodbye Earl, whatever. Like, I don't know. It just made me feel that way. The reason I fell in love with country music to begin with. And I could not say yes quick enough. I mean, we had just went to radio with Heart Like a Truck. And then here we are with another truck song, Wait in the Truck. But I said, let's do it. Let's do it. I had to be a part of it. I had to.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a truck song.
I know. It's like sing and write what you know.
What?
Sing and write what you know, I guess. I know about trucks.
Yeah. Hey, I always think you have the best sense of humor as well. And we've seen that in some of like the skits that you've put out on social media. We always ask who like is your favorite stand-up comedian? Do you have a favorite stand-up comedian?
I do. And he actually used to work at my label, Byron Kennedy. He's now doing he's doing comedy, and he is hilarious.
Listen, he is hilarious, but he's very hard. He swears a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
it's hard to find a clean version of him.
I thought you were gonna tell a massive great story about Byron. Oh,
he's like, don't do it.
Oh, that's right. Byron said something. It's a long story. Byron said something about his hair.
It was confusing. We were at a concert. It was like super loud. And he said something to me and I just couldn't hear what he said. So I just go, hey, what was that? And he thought that I was, cause he said,
he thought he was like, what was that? Like he took it different.
He apparently said something about my hair and he thought I was mad about it going like, what'd you say, bro? And I tried to explain, I literally just didn't hear you. And he's like, oh yeah, you're trying to fight me. And it was like, well, I was like, dude, I'm not at all.
He's probably telling that joke right now somehow.
Yeah, I'm probably part of his stand-up routine now.
Oh,
sure.
For you, that's good. He's really funny. You never fought him though.
I did not. I never fought him.
I think you would have won. I think you would have won. Sorry, Byron. I think you would have won.
He's got a long stretch. He's very tall.
I'm not a fighter.
You've gotten in fights before though.
I have, but I don't start the fight.
That's right. You just finish it.
I just finished it. Yeah.
No. Don't be talking about my hair.
No.
Oh my God. Well, congratulations, Lainey, on all your success. We're so happy for you. And we love seeing you all the time. We love all the music. So we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all.
Thanks, right. Lainey. We'll
love
talk
y'all.
To you soon.
Be good.
Have a cuddle to your dog hippie for me. I love that dog.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Robin Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app. AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.